This is Ozarks at Large. A new food pantry specifically for Marshallese families in Northwest Arkansas is now open. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
The new Marshallese food pantry is located inside the Immigrant Defense Center on Wagon Wheel Road off Interstate 49 Interchange in Springdale. Faith Loukin, a board member of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, is coordinator of the food pantry.
ENRA food pantry.
ENRA means sharing your dish or any wealth with others in Marshallese. The pantry opened in late August.
Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, the board had an opportunity, and we decided we had an opportunity for a grant. And so we decided the best way to utilize that grant would be to open up a food pantry for the community.
Walmart Family Foundation and University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest are major donors to the pantry.
I believe this is the only Marshallese food bank in the U.S. That's what the Consul General said on Wednesday at a grand opening.
Consul General Eldon Alec, who operates a consulate in Springdale, allows his conference room to serve as a base for food donations and distribution since the pandemic began. Now Islanders can come here.
We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 4. And we're open by appointment only. With COVID-19 and everything, we want to keep people in the office safe. And so what people need to do is go to the ACOM website, fill out an application, and with that application, we'll schedule you an appointment to come pick up your food.
Patrons can come in and choose from fresh fruits and dairy products stored inside a glassed-in refrigerator display case and from among pantry shelves stacked with canned and dried foods.
We have fresh produce. We have fresh meat. We've got dairy. We've got milk and canned meats, canned fruits and vegetables, cereals, pastas, rice. We've even got cleaning supplies, essential needs supplies.
The pantry welcomes donations, Loukin says.
Yes, we are always accepting donations. And we accept donations here at the office, at this pantry at 4024 Wagon Wheel Road, or at the ACOM office, Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, on Emma Street, 614 East Emma.
As of this week, nearly 2,800 Pacific Islanders, who are mostly Marshallese in Arkansas, have tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 50 Pacific Islanders have died. Data show that Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders have higher COVID-19 case and death rates based on population more than any other racial or ethnic group in the U.S. Indigenous traditional practices and underlying health conditions are culprit. But Islanders who tend to be working poor are also barred under federal law from access to Medicare and Medicaid, something advocates and Marshallese leaders are working to change.
A lot of our folks have been affected with COVID-19, either a family member or them personally. So they've missed work. They haven't gotten compensated for that yet through their job place. So food was the number two thing. When ACOM did a survey of what they needed the most, food was the number two thing that they said that they needed.
Pregnant Islander women and children in Arkansas do qualify for our kids approved by state lawmakers several years ago. But Marshallese, Loukin says, many working families are struggling due to the pandemic.
As long as there's a deficit, and an economic deficit within our community, there's always going to be a need for something like this. And this provides a safe place for our folks to come to, because they're going to see a recognizable face. They'll be able to speak to somebody in their own language. They won't feel intimidated to come and ask for help.
Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese is producing Facebook cooking videos, Loukin says, to show Islanders how to prepare healthy meals from items gathered from the food pantry and beyond. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.